Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
These are 15 high-quality growth stocks in 2024 that have beat the market and combined are worth over $5.9 trillion. In this video, we're covering all of them, from biggest to smallest, to save the companies that may have the most room to compound and be future multi-baggers until the end. Starting with number 15, we have Microsoft. Microsoft is the $3.1 trillion software giant that today is the largest company in the world. It's trading just under its 52-week high and is owned by a number of super investors who have rode this one to riches. Microsoft is the second most owned super investor stock, with 31% holding it in their portfolios. With the stock trading so much higher recently, there's been a number of sells and buys by super investors, including an 11% buy by Chris Hone. That's the biggest in the last quarter. Microsoft is a very high-quality company, but keep in mind it's trading at 14 times price to sales. Today, based on a DCF, it looks like Microsoft has a $430 fair value, suggesting it's around fairly priced. Analysts are more bullish on the company with a $485 price target, giving it a 15% upside. All 15 of the stocks we're about to cover have very high returns on capital. They've grown a lot in the last 5 years. They also use a small amount of debt, and they convert a lot of their sales to cash flows for shareholders. They may be highly valued, but these are very high-quality growth companies that are owned by many of the top investors in the world. Now let's keep looking at our list. In the 14th spot, we have Visa. This is a $527 billion company, also huge, that trades $10 below its 52-week high. Like Microsoft, Visa is a favorite stock among super investors, with 23 owning the business, making it the sixth most owned super investor stock. A discounted cash flow analysis gives Visa a $291 fair value, giving it around a 4% upside. Analysts aren't as sure on the business, but not by much. They have a $273 price target with just a 2% downside, so it looks like Visa may be fairly valued. Coming in at number 13, we have a recent high flyer. It's Novo Nordisk, whose weight loss drugs have driven the company to more than a $440 billion market cap. Still, only 4 U.S. super investors own its ADR listing. There are plenty of others, including Terry Smith, the British Warren Buffett, who own Novo Nordisk's direct listing. The numbers still look good for this business, with the discounted cash flow giving it a 4% upside and a $133 current fair value. In the 12th spot, we have the other payments giant. It's MasterCard. MasterCard today is a $446 billion company that trades just below its 52-week highs. MasterCard is also a stock loved by super investors. 17 of them own the business, and it's the eighth most owned super investor stock. With this, it includes two huge 18% positions by Chuck Ockrey and Valley Forge Capital Management. Famous value investor Guy Spier also has a 12% position in the company. On a discounted cash flow analysis, it looks pretty similar to Visa. MasterCard seems to be trading around its fair value. Most analysts seem to think so as well, with a $493 price target, giving it just a marginal upside. Now, we're about to break the top 10, but before we get there, we have one more company. It's ASML. Today, this semiconductor giant has a $388 billion market cap, and it's also close to its 52-week highs. Today, this semiconductor giant has a $388 billion market cap, and it's also close to its 52-week highs. That's a recurring trend with these high-quality growth businesses. They may not necessarily be priced the cheapest right now. ASML's ADR listings are owned by just 6 super investors. However, there are others who do own their European listed shares. ASML looks to be about fairly valued with a $987 current fair value and just 2% upside based on a discounted cash flow analysis. Now cracking the top 10, at number 10 we have Hermé. Hermé is a $268 billion luxury goods giant that's known for its Birkin and Kelly bags. The company has some of the best financial strength and profitability of any business out there, but its valuation looks like it's pretty stretched. By most standard methods of valuing a company, Hermé is well ahead of these. Even still, today a GF value comes in at $246 for their US traded shares. Now at number 9, we have Booking Holdings, the $124 billion travel company that trades $200 below its 52-week high. Booking is owned by 8 super investors, including Michael Burry, who's been in and out of this company, buying in and selling out for the last year. A discounted cash flow analysis supports a 7.5% upside with a $3,900 current fair value. Price targets from analysts aren't as bullish, with an 8.5% downside and a $3,300 price target. Arista Networks comes in at number 8 with a $91 billion market cap. Today, this networking company is $15 below its 52-week highs. Just 2 super investors are owners of Arista, even though it's beat the market since it was listed. A DCF says Arista is around fairly valued with a 6% upside and a $308 price target. Analysts say it's around fairly valued as well, with a 2.5% upside and a $297.5 price target. We're racing into the 7th spot with Ferrari, which today has an $80 billion market cap. Ferrari, like these other companies, trades very close to its 52-week highs. It's only $4 off. Today, only 3 super investors own Ferrari shares listed in the United States. This includes a 12% position from Guy Spier, which is up more than 8 times from when he originally bought the business in the first quarter of 2016. This has been a huge win. Ferrari's a business that Warren Buffett publicly praised in his 2023 shareholder meeting, but today the company looks like it's around fairly valued, with a $440 current fair value based on a DCF. At number 6, we have Cintas. It's a $70 billion healthcare company that trades right at its 52-week high. Even though it's crushed the market since the global financial crisis, most super investors don't have a meaningful position in the company. This may be because the numbers imply a slight 6% downside based on a DCF with a $644 price target. However, analysts are more bullish on the company with a 6% upside and a $729 price target. So it's mixed for Cintas here. At number 5, we have Copart. This is a $56 billion junkyard company that trades at its 52-week highs. In the 5 spot, it's owned by 5 different super investors, with David Rolfe having a 6% position in the company. Even while trading at its 52-week and all-time highs, today the numbers look like Copart may go even higher, with a 7% upside and a $62 fair value based on a discounted cash flow analysis. At number 4, we have Fortinet. This $52 billion company trades in between its 52-week high and low, down $12 from its 52-week high. Fortinet is owned by just 2 super investors, including Terry Smith, with a 1.8% position in Fundsmith. The numbers look like Fortinet may trade higher with an 11.5% upside and a $76 current fair value. Analysts are even more bullish on the company with an $81 target price and an 18.5% upside. IDEX Laboratories is our 3rd smallest high-quality growth stock. Today it comes in at a $45.5 billion market cap and trades $40 off of its 52-week high. IDEX is owned by just 3 super investors, including a 6.3% position from Terry Smith. Although he's recently trimmed, selling 8% of his shares, it's still a huge position for him. The numbers support that IDEX is around fairly valued with just a 1.5% downside and a $532 current fair value. MSCI is the $44.5 billion markets company that comes in at the number 2 spot. It's down $40 from its 52-week highs, but up more than $100 from its 52-week low. 5 different super investors own MSCI, including Thomas Gaynor, AKO Capital, and Terry Smith. The numbers also look like MSCI is around fairly valued with just a 1.7% upside based on a discounted cash flow analysis. This comes in with a fair value of $570. If you want an even faster way to screen, check this out. Get investing research that actually works. Our process beats the market. It's backed by real portfolios and grounded in principles from value investors Warren Buffett and Peter Lynch. Our proprietary Fair Value tool quickly values companies to help you filter stocks. Join our exclusive investing community and submit requests tailored to your investing goals. The cost? Just $1.21 per day. That's less than a coffee. Yet this small investment in your financial future can lead to gains that translate to hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars more in your pocket. If you need a new investing tool and aren't using this, you're already paying for it. Start a 7-day free trial now. Now, what's the big reveal in the number one spot? It's Evolution AB. This casino systems gaming company was a darling stock during the COVID run-up in 2020. Today, it trades at a market cap of $26 billion. That's still huge compared to most companies, but it's the smallest on our list. When we look at some standard valuations, Evolution may be undervalued on a discounted cash flow analysis. It's also right at its Peter Lynch value. Compared to where it's traded in the past and analyst estimates for its future, Evolution has a GF value of $182 per share today. That implies a 32% upside. This analysis is not a buy or sell recommendation of any security. It's not financial advice. Please make a decision that's right for you. So what growth stock surprised you the most? Let me know in the comments below. If you want to learn about more opportunities in the market, watch this next video.